thought leader and influencer. This is Luba Mayegiso and the Africa Report.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Chilly, cold.
Yes.
And a bit distressed about schools, but we'll talk later about that.
Yes, we will indeed. So, yeah, Johannesburg as well. Absolutely freezing. When I drove into studio this morning, luckily I have a Samsung because for us it was -1, felt like -3. For iPhone users, it was -2 and felt like -6.
-3 felt like -7.
What for iPhone users?
Yes.
But they're Silicon Valley people. Like they're just used to the warmth. They're not used to this kind of weather. Anyway, so yes, Johannesburg cold as well. We were talking about a little bit earlier about the resignation of Barry Weiss as one of the editors of the and columnist at New York Times because of discrimination that she suffered at that institution because of a different view. We're talking about the fact that it's very difficult to try and find balanced news. And one has to read maybe all sorts of things and then still maybe not get there. But Clive says, this is all leftist BS. I've never read the BS. Which is that one, Zanati?
I don't know.
Yeah,
also never.
Is it BS.com?
Yeah,
or .co.za. Or is it
.co.za? Must be a Joburg newspaper.
Must be a Joburg thing, yeah. And Howard Saxton, did you hear the list of unsigned, all of the podcasts that he listens to and reads?
But once again, those podcasts are opinion. None of them are news.
Exactly, that
and
is true.
And that's the problem.
So
I think it's difficult, Howard. I mean, if you take the case of Israel, you might find the Haaretz will be on one side, there's the Jerusalem Post Times of Israel. I think ultimately you're either going to read where the kind of editorial flavor resonates with your particular view on issues, or you're going to try and be objective if you think so. But at the end of the day, it's almost like, I remember talking to a politician, he said to me, there is nobody out there without a view who doesn't have a passionate view.
Yeah.
If you're a politician, it means you believe in something very strongly. I think if you're writing, it's very difficult to write anything and take all your personal views and thoughts about it completely out of the story. They're going to favor in some way, and I think
we don't even try anymore. I mean, I look at Reuters every day as well, and some days I actually just can't even read it because it is like CNN. It is so negative Trump focused, but that means that I don't know what is real and what isn't real. So I find it difficult. The BBC, I have to say, even though we know that that they aren't fans of Donald Trump, and there might be a slant there, they're still largely. I still actually largely like their reporting. I have to say, Sky News as well is not terrible.
True, and that's why I'm saying for me, there's a certain element of news that will be truthful. There may be an interpretation to it, and I think that's where you can then draw the line and say, okay, I want to pick up the factual issue because there will be some factual substance, but it will be the interpretation that you might not agree with. I mean, if you don't read anything, then you'll be uninformed. So I think whatever you engage with, there will be some personal flavor, and I think you, over time, you learn to understand who leans where and who brings what. And then I think you're able to navigate your way around it. But I don't think we can live in a situation where we say, look, I'm not going to read any rag out there or, you know, any site. Otherwise, you will be uninformed. But I think there are some that are just clearly sensational that you know that this is garbage. If I read this one, then I know I'm just looking for a laugh or looking for some crazy, you know, viewpoint. I've got a friend on Facebook. I mean, goodness me, he tires me. He sees conspiracies everywhere. And I'm actually debating, do I stay friends with this guy? Because just seeing his posts, and sometimes I'll say, look, just try and do your own investigation. And then he'll jump, you know. So I think we have choices.
You can't get rid of me.
I know.
No matter how you try.
Just not as easy as people think. But
we haven't tried yet.
Oh, there we go. Luba is back. So, yeah, look, I have to tell you, I unfriend anti-vaxxers on Facebook. I'm just not interested. I don't want to know. I don't care. I think it's absolute drivel, and I think it's dangerous, and I don't, and, you know, I'm at my maximum of 5,000 friends, so I'd rather get rid of them and, friend somebody else whose view maybe I do want to hear. So I am like that in certain
cases. Sorry, Howard, on anti-vaxxers, it's a huge problem around the world now. Because in order for us to achieve herd immunity, we're going to have to vaccinate a lot of people with the COVID vaccine when it's available. And I don't know if you've seen some of the stats, but something like 45% of Americans are saying they will not get vaccinated when a vaccine is available. And in places like Eastern Europe, that's above 50%. That this distrust in vaccines is so great that in fact may result in hundreds of thousands of additional deaths through the COVID period.
That's my point, is I think that anti-vaxxers are very dangerous, and I just don't need them anywhere near my timeline. I'm not interested. You know, and I'm not going to be able to go to war with all of them and because they're irrational. It's a completely irrational, you know, approach to anything. And there isn't an equivalence. You know, it's not an argument between one thing or another. So I'm not really that interested in it. But where does one draw the line? So I don't want to hear from anti-vaxxers. I mean, the truth is on my timeline, I can do whatever I want. My Facebook environment is my choice. But,
We'll let you have a crack at it first. But Howard, you know, last week, you threw a question about this COVID issue and about going back to work. Yeah. I want to steal just 3 minutes of your time and tell you a personal dilemma that's got me in an absolute pickle. Remember, kids said they don't want to go to school. School said no. Must reopen and
yes,
all of
the was very
schools
unhappy
were more
to
worried
go.
About the fees. 15-year-old had to go back to school last week, and I drove her the kicking and screaming about how evil this was and everything else. Little madam came back, actually believed that she had, you know, got the virus literally on those few hours of being at school. She came back home and she said she was feeling this and this. I knew she was super stressed about this thing, and I thought I'd done a good job preparing her, but clearly I hadn't. Anyway, she came back home. She didn't feel well. The next day, she said, fortunately, they're only at school twice a week. So the next day wasn't school. But she sat in her room. She felt miserable. She felt this. And mommy obliged her and gave her this medication, that. Then she duly pronounced that Friday she wasn't going to school because she wasn't feeling well. So mommy said, that's fine. Daddy will send an email to the school. And I didn't send an email to the school. So over the weekend, I was told, send that email. So Monday, I'm sitting working, and she comes up to me and says, here are my teachers, here are the two email addresses, and here are my symptoms. Please make sure that email goes out. So I reluctant to send an email. Shalom wasn't feeling too well, and, you know, I just had a bit of this, a bit of that. And I water it down, send the email off. Boom, I get an email back. Thank you, Mr. Mike, for informing us. Here's the deal. Keep your kid at home. Take them to the doctor. Better still, have them taken for a COVID-19 test, and don't bring them to school, you know, until you've done that. And second email comes and says, we're not saying she has anything, but just to be cautious, keep her at home and listen to what the other email tells. Yeah. So now I'm stuck, and I say to little madam, you can't go to school for 14 days. And she's like, no, why? And I'm like, you guys pushed me to send this email to school and say you weren't well. I sent the email, and I even blind copied you and your mom. Mommy turns around and says, what the heck possessed your dad to send this message? I know nothing about it. I wasn't consulted. And I'm saying, but hon, here's a WhatsApp where you keep reminding me to inform the school. This child was on my case the whole week. She even came. I have on a piece of paper, email addresses of the teachers, all the symptoms written down in chronological order. And all I did was oblige, and I said I was against this thing. Now the school says COVID test. Now here's the thing where it gets really interesting, Howard. I got a mate of mine. I was supposed to travel to Bloom, well, in two separate cars for a meeting. He sent me an email saying, Luba, I can't go. I've got this letter. I said, what does the letter say? He says, well, I think I've got COVID-19. I said, do you or don't you? The letter is very clear. It states, Howard, that, and I want to read this to you so you understand. It says that it is to confirm that the person above presented for screening today with COVID-19 symptoms, they have symptoms that they've got COVID-19 infection.
Well, we're battling to hear you.
Department of Health screening criteria. And the letter goes on to saying, we don't have enough test kits. We only screen those who have been admitted or those who have underlying disease. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you don't qualify. Sit at home. Don't come to us. After 14 days, resume whatever you were doing. You don't need to get screened. So you don't have to be rescreened to go out there. But the challenge for me now is Miss 15-year-old, right, is not being admitted to hospital and doesn't have an underlying disease. So I can't get her tested to get her back to school. So the school won't take her back until she produces a negative result. She doesn't even have a positive one. So I can't even get a positive or a negative result. So I've got a very unhappy 15-year-old sitting at home and a wife who's saying, what the heck did you do?
Luba, I have no words. I actually have no words. But I want you to know that you live the life that we all live.
You can't
it's amazing.
Win. You can't
I'm stuck. I mean, this child is dragging her feet. She says, Dad, can't you send another email and tell them I'm better? I'm saying, child, there is no letter I can send to the school because you got me to,
yeah.
I mean, they've panicked.
You put the process.
The family doctor.
You put it in play. You put it in play. That's what's, you've started a series of events.
So what could I do? And this is the thing, is this child is upset now. And I phoned the family doctor. He says, well, she probably doesn't have it. Then he says, you know what? Sometimes kids may get it, but don't really show the symptoms. I say, how can she get it and present symptoms within like hours or 5 hours? But I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. The child is upset.
Do they not have online classes?
No, they do, I'm sure, but she probably wants to be
But remember, the school has resumed. They had online classes during the hard lockdown. So the school reopened for the third term. So you've got to now find a mate at school who will switch on their device and kind of loop you in.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's a semi-arrangement because the schools, effectively, they have school for a school for 2 days. Wow. But I'm at fault, suddenly.
Yeah, well, look, I don't know why. I don't know what possessed you to send that email. And yes. to hunt down those email addresses, the length that you went to send that email. Shame on you, Luba.
No, she provided it.
No, I'm joking.
Came to me and gave me email addresses, gave me everything and the symptoms. I merely just wrote.
And the fact that you have proof in her handwriting.
What were you thinking?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
What were you thinking?
Howard, any advice for Luba?
You know something. Sometimes we have to live with the consequences of our actions.
Yeah, it's true, Luba.
So, 14 days, that's it. This is a teachable experience. Go teach.
Hold on, for Luba.
for both Luba, his wife, and his daughter.
But I'm saying to the little madam, if you genuinely thought you had it, why weren't you self-isolating from us? She says, what do you mean? I said, well, go and stay in your room and don't come out for 14 days. She says, that's me. And I said, but the funny thing with you is you think you have it. You think you had it.
In hours, right? In a matter of hours.
Why were you...
She got it in hours. I mean, this is the fastest transmission in the history of COVID.
In hours.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I said, if you thought you had it, why weren't you self-isolating? You're happy to chill with us. She says, what's wrong with that? I said, make up your mind. You know, but she's very unhappy about not going to school. But she did tell me that, Dad, when the teacher's around, we're social distance. But he says, you know, when the teachers disappear, the girls took off their masks and, you know, all was well. So in some way, I understand that this child was very stressed. They're very anxious about it. But now I don't know how to deal with this situation because I can't get her tested. You know, I've tried to call in every aunt and everything
but surely you could get a letter from the doctor that says she's been symptom free for X amount of time. It doesn't appear as though... No, but you still, they'll still want the 14 days.
Howard,
yeah.
The letter says, the email from the school says, go to your doctor and ideally have her tested for coronavirus.
Wow.
So they're very clear. And they said, we're not insinuating anything. So they're not going to let her back because the doctor did a virtual consultation. He didn't see her. He spoke with mommy. So mommy and the little girl spoke on the phone. I will shut up that conversation. But he will send a letter that says, it looks like she's
just... My heart actually breaks for Luba.
They made the bed.
My heart. Yes, but they made the bed, but Luba has to sleep in it. This is
for
the problem.
14
for 14 days. Luba has to sleep in the bed that somebody else made. Oh, Luba.
Mommy has... Oh, when Mommy heard that she has to get tested, she blew a gasket. And it was all my fault. And she never advised me. She never saw the email. She wants nothing to do with this. And the poor child is going between Mom and me and saying, Mommy's upset with me. And she says, it's all your fault. And so, yeah. And I think it's just easier for me to accept liability that, yes, it is my fault.
Yeah, Luba.
Apparently, I wrote... Word shivering, and apparently that was not a symptom that I was told. I improvised, and apparently it all hinges around
that word
term that
that
I used.
Was the word
yes.
that brought the whole Mayakiso family crumbling down. Right,
it was neither there. Now, I do recall walking in the child said, she's shivering, she's cold, and the next day I came in, she said, she's feeling very hot. And all her siblings were freezing to death. And I said, that's strange, you feel very hot, they feel cold. So maybe I just misread the symptoms.
Now Luba is shivering himself. and that may mean he's got COVID.
No, I'm not going to be writing any more letters. I have learned my lesson. Anybody has issues, I will say, child, get on the email, you write, you consult with your mum, and from your mum's email, it shall go, but not from my email.
I'm trying to think what David Abramson would say in a case like this.
We need him.
Psychologist in private practice, but I don't know. I think this is even above his ability. this isn't.
And that was just before I was told, now take them for a walk at the promenade somewhere, because they've been staying indoors. They need to go and get some sunshine and walk. I can never win, Howard.
No. You're absolutely.
I feel like you don't need David Abramson. You need maybe a marriage counselor.
It's true that.
Oh, maybe that gin that we can't drink. Remember, I'm on my 75th day.
How's that going, Luba? That. Luba has gone on some kind of a detox way before the president announced he had to.
Well, from an alcohol point of view, I'm coping fine. I'm struggling with the water to drink almost 4 liters of water.
Right.
The exercises, I'm not going well. My dear wife likes to have her earphones on.
Right.
Walk 20 paces, fiddle with the phone, call her sister. So I argued that this was not exercise because I didn't break a sweat. And apparently I said the wrong thing. So I ended up walking home alone and leaving. Because I don't understand why we're walking if you walk 20 paces, fiddle with your phone, have a laugh, and then walk 20 paces and fiddle, because it's not exercise. So on that part, it's not going well. But on my own, yes.
4 liters of water a day. As the Instagram influencers would say, your skin must be popping.
I've got advice for you. One of our listeners saying, Luba, this is classic. I think you should go on your trip to Bloemfontein.
I was thinking of that, Howard, but I know that I'll be told, so how must I cope with the kids alone?
Okay, wait. Yes, there's that. And then you should know my mother-in-law listening in Israel says, please tell Luba that the finest day is when your youngest child finishes school. There is something to look forward to in the future, Luba. So just hold on to that, provided you can get her back to school, obviously, that is.
He's 9, Howard.
Sorry?
Howard?
Yeah?
He's 9. He's 9 years old.
All right.
So there's 25, 22, 59. I spaced them too much.
Yeah, that wasn't smart, Luba. So, wow. Talk about living with the consequences.
Next Wednesday, please, can we get a marriage counselor onto the show?
It won't help. I don't have
an option. I mean, and we didn't even really go into the fact that Luba goes for a walk with his wife and she calls her sister with headphones on. Luba, I don't know. I think this picture.
I find it a good time to listen to music. My wife finds it a good time to have a conversation with the sisters, and the conversation powered along. They last almost an hour. So she said to me yesterday, I walk too fast, she'll set off, and then I will leave at some stage. So I then set off after her, caught up with her. Then I intimated that, hun, you just need to walk a bit, you know, at a bit of a faster pace, you know, for a health point of view, to exercise. And then she showed me some hand signal that I would rather not repeat. Then I thought, okay, let me go back home before this escalates. And then I turned and I walked back home, and she turned and she walked back as well. So we're walking back and we were like maybe 50 meters apart. So it was a productive walk in some ways.
Right.
So I was the dog.
So Luba, how's your week been? Time is 8:57. This is where we have to love and leave you. Sorry, guys. Howard, thanks you. We were keeping it sensible until Luba got involved, and then I don't know. It went to pieces completely. But thank you. That was.
I'll pull myself together this week.
Please don't. That was the most entertaining 20 minutes we've had in a long time. It is 8:57. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem.